everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that every single weekend, WJCL-TV, television, here in Savannah, Bluffton, Hilton Head, Beaufort. On the other end of this media device here is my friend Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I see you got a ceiling fan going on above your head. I don't know if everybody could see it, but I went, well, actually I do as well. But do you find sometimes that you just can't find relief from a ceiling fan unless you like hover underneath it? It's hot.
I have really good fans. I feel the movement, the show.
Well, I have really good fans too, and the ones on the ceiling of my office. You see what I did there?
That was kind of a dad joke.
That totally. I specialize in those. You should know that. I send you enough memes. So how was your weekend?
Oh, I had so much fun. Oh my gosh. I worked on Saturday some. I held an open house at one of our listings. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath condo, oceanfront in Palmetto Dunes at Windsor Court South Villas. And it's listed for 1.35. And I had a lot of folks come and look at it. It was so nice. Very, very beautiful, updated villa.
Nice.
A lot of interest.
Condo?
Yeah. Palmetto Dunes, of all the areas of the island, Palmetto Dunes has a higher concentration of condo buildings on the, I guess, the south side of Palmetto Dunes. Kind of condo building after condo building. Not high rises, because the covenants for building on the island restrict from building over the tree line. So they're 4 and 5 story high condo.
Very good.
Buildings all very up good. And down the shore there. It's very, very popular.
I bet at 1.3.
So I did that.
I had a very wonderful Sunday, and I'm gonna take a couple of minutes to mention it here, because we did have three guests last night at my summer dinner series event at 13 Secrets here in downtown Savannah. Come over from Hilton Head to enjoy a four-course dinner with us. I've been doing the dinner series. First time we've done it. It's a beautiful, circa 1900, impeccably redone mansion facing Forsyth Park. And so we had 20 guests come. Our chef was Derek Wade of Coastal Catch, formerly of Darling Oyster Bar. He's now gone out on his own, doing his own thing. And so he did a four-course dinner for us, and it was just, there was a shrimp ceviche, there was a squid ink pasta with Maine lobster, poached Maine lobster. That was just so good. Beef cheeks with a mushroom risotto. And then we finished with, he made a... the best I've ever had, key lime pie. And it was the best I ever had. I'm not a big key lime pie fan. In fact, I don't eat it ever, because of a bad experience I had in high school, which I can tell you about another time. But this key lime pie was as much creamy and vanilla-y, if I could use that word, as it was tart. It was just a little bit of tart on this side, but it was creamy, and then there was a vanilla cream on top, and he had some key lime zest. It was just an unbelievably wonderful dinner. Everybody loved it. We had wine pairings, and a fine time was had by all. It was over the top. So thanks to everyone who came out. Thanks to Chef. And if we've got one more left on August 24th, as we record this Monday morning, we have 11 seats left. If anybody would like to join us, I'll be announcing a chef this week. And come on down. It's a really good time in a beautiful venue. Do you like key lime pie? I'm sure you do.
It's not my go-to, but I make a really good one. I make my own crust and everything. No, I do like key lime pie, and it's really in our area, and with the heat and everything, it's a really nice... It's not... that it's light, because it's because it is creamy, but the tartness of it, it's just a nice palate cleanser at the end of a good dinner.
Yeah, and that was it. And you know, I don't need to rabbit hole on why I just shy away from key lime pie. Tart is a big part of it, and some of them are just way too tart. But this was, and I asked Chef, I go, did you get somebody to make this? He said, no, I made it myself. It was...
three ingredients.
Is that it? Three. Well, this one was just over the top. And it was funny because, you know, at these wine dinners, it was shrimp ceviche, it was squidding pasta with lobster, it was beef cheek with mushroom risotto, and then key lime pie. That much food, usually by the end, people take a few bites, and he was giving us big pieces to buy. People take a few bites, okay, I'm satiated for dessert, I'm good, I'm moving on. No, of the 20 at the table, I was 21. Of the 20 at the table, I scanned the table. I got up and I looked to see who, and no joke, probably 15, 16 of them ate the whole thing, gone. And I'm like, oh, okay, with all the food we've been enjoying and wine tonight, and everybody just plowed through their key lime pie. It was funny. My friend Tracy was sitting next to me, and she's just a thin little thing, and I saw her eating the key lime pie, and I said, well, you're liking that. She goes, this is delicious. And she was, it was like sparks coming out of her spoon. Pew, 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 pew. That's how good that key lime pie was. So,
well, you and I had very different experiences yesterday.
Yes,
I did not enjoy a four-course meal.
No,
you went out. I was roughing it in the water on a boat.
Oh, poor you! You went to Marshside Mama's, which is apparently reopened.
Did I know? Big announcement. Well, I didn't know that she had reopened, like apparently 3 weeks ago. So you know, my real estate bestie Beth. Shout out to Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth. Beth's two of her children were home, and Gunnar, her son, said that he had been over there on Saturday to Marshside Mama's. And we were like, what? It's open? Like, not only is it open, but there's like a little general store next door as well that the two kind of work together. So anyway, instead of going to Freeport, you know, which is what the masses do on Saturdays and Sundays in the Lowcountry, we had all agreed that we weren't really up for that sort of an experience yesterday. We really just wanted to stay on the boat, keep the air moving because of the heat, and just sort of, you know, enjoy the water. But we were also curious about what was happening over at Marshside Mama's that we had to take a stop. And indeed, it's been reopened. The general manager over there is, for some of you old-time Islanders, Woody. Who has bartended in a bunch of different restaurant establishments over the last decade or more. I think the last bar I remember him tending would be Mellow Mushroom, but I feel like there was one after that too, that maybe Char Bar. No, not Char Bar. I don't remember, and it doesn't matter. But anyway, they're open. They're open, and Beth was there. Beth, the not my Beth, but... Beth is the name of the lady who originally owned Marshside Mama's, and she was there, and we got a chance to chat with her for a bit. She had closed sort of during the pandemic, and she went away for a couple, 3 years to help a sister, and then she just said her heart, you know, belongs on to Fusky, so she came back, and it was pretty cool.
So tell us, for those... present company included, who have never been to Marshside Mama's. Tell us about it.
Marshside Mama's. Okay. I didn't take a look at the menu yesterday. It wasn't lunch or dinner. It was middle of the day, and we just grabbed a drink and were chatting with Beth and Woody. So I don't know what the menu entails now, but it's basically just concrete slab floor. Imagine if you're in the Bahamas going to just sort of a kind of a hole in the wall, very basic. It has a stage, you know, and tables and chairs are set up there during, you know, regular business. But when they have bands over, they have a stage for the band to play. But the whole room is probably 500 or 600 square feet.
Oh, nice.
Bar, tables and chairs, very basic, a lot of fans. Uh-huh. Not a lot of air conditioning. a lot of picnic tables and whatnot outside. It's got restrooms adjacent. And then, like I said, the general store next door that sells, you know, various sundry items of things that you might need when you find yourself over on that side of Dufusky, where there's not a whole lot going on.
Right. Very
and
good.
And that's the way we like it.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. The beer is cold. The concrete is there. There's some fans going, and sometimes that's about all you need, and some music.
Yeah. I had my baseball cap on and was just enjoying the company of Beth and Gunner and her daughter, Drew. Yeah.
Very good. Well, Saturday I was on your lovely island. Had a couple of work things to do, one of which I will get to in a second. But while I was over there, I knew where the guys from the all-new Firemost Pizza were going to be, which was at, what's the Broad Creek Marina?
Broad Creek Marina, yep. What Broad a buzz Creek. They have been causing on social media. They're just killing it.
Yeah, yeah. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to be very nearby. Let me go over there and try one of the pies. And I don't recall ever having had a tavern style pie. And for those who aren't familiar with tavern style pies, they're cracker thin. I mean, it's like it doesn't crunch almost. It does actually in spots. But it's very, very thin. And they're making them to order, and the guys are just doing a really, really good job. It's hot, obviously. Even though it's out of the marina, there's half a breeze going. But my first time having Firemost Pizza, and I've been telling, if you watch a TV show on the weekend, I've been talking about it for a few weeks because I was looking forward to this. But it was, I forget the name of it. They have a smallish menu. Obviously, you can get whatever toppings you want, but they have a smallish menu with maybe six specialty pies. And we got the one with pepperoni and hot honey, which they told me was local honey that they made spicy for them. And it was delicious.
Oh, I know where they get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who does that.
Very good. And it was really, 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 really good. For not my ideal slice of pizza, but for that style, it's lighter, certainly. We got a large, ate a little bit of it because I had one more stop to make, and then brought the rest in a box home and heated it up that evening after I crashed my drone into the neighbor's house. I bought a drone, and I was originally going to fly it over at the marina, but getting it fired up wasn't as easy as they led me to believe, and it was 150 million degrees out there. And I'm like, you know what? I am not going to sit here on the surface of the sun trying to figure out this drone. I'll do it later. So I go home, take out the drone. I'm like, you know what? Just to get my bearings with this drone, I'll fly it out my backyard over the neighborhood or whatever. And it had a mind of its own to crash into the neighbor's house, fell on the other side of the fence. My neighbor wasn't home. There was a padlock. I had to put up a ladder, climb over this 8-foot fence. It was quite an adventure to retrieve my drone. It wasn't damaged. It would still work fine. And I returned it because it was not good quality. That particular drone. So that's how it goes sometimes. So yeah, so all of that said, after I retrieved my drone, we heated up the rest of the pizza and watched a Billy Joel documentary, and it was wonderful. Wonderful. Which, by the way, are you a Billy Joel fan?
Yes, I am. I flew to New York by myself to see him last year at Madison Square Garden. You know, he was in residency there for like years, and last year was his last. I mean, I think I made the second to the last concert.
Well, they made a documentary, two parts, 2 hours each part. It's called And So It Goes. And part one aired on HBO Friday night. It dropped. And I would highly recommend that to any Billy Joel fan. I've been a fan for years. Not deep dive fan, but I learned so much about him and his inspirations and his first wife, and it was just, it was really, really good. So I would highly recommend And So It Goes to anyone. But point being, we enjoyed the rest of that pizza on a Saturday night. In between, and I shot you a text when I was when I was enjoying the full out of this burger. Lincoln and South. You've been to Lincoln and South Brewery, obviously, in the middle of the island there, and you've had the burger because I asked you and you said you had. But I had their Vermont burger, which comes with a, I want to get this right. It's a goat cheese. I should have written it down. Goat cheese, a maple drizzle, one smash patty. Hold on. Hold the presses. Kicking myself. Oh, I dumped it out of here. Anywho, the burger was one of the best burgers I've had in a while. Big old smash patty, the goat cheese, the maple drizzle, and a couple of other things. And I had no idea. I knew Lincoln and South did food, but I had a lovely conversation with Craig, their chef, about, you know, his attention to detail with the burgers and all that. And they are participating in our Burger Bash beginning August the 18th, which I'm sitting down. I'm not going to stand up, but I'm jumping up and down saying, if you live on the island or in Bluffton, it is very absolutely, most definitely worth investing a little bit of time on a weekend, maybe to go over to Lincoln and South and enjoy that burger. You've had it. You told me you liked it, but you don't remember what you had on it. It was just a regular burger?
Yeah. It was a while back.
Yeah.
It was very good. Very, very good. It wasn't anything fancy. It was, I think, just your basic cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And by saying basic, I don't mean that it was very good.
Yes. But basically, fancy. not a lot of stunts and tricks and toppings and all that stuff.
Right.
This burger was, dare I say, exceptional. The flavors, the thought put into the craftsmanship, it was really, really good. As have been most of the burgers that I've been for 2 weeks, ever since I came back from Florida. Practically every day I've been out taking photos and video of burgers for our Burger Bash coming up August 18th through the 28th. And every single one has been like, wow. Now, I haven't eaten every one or haven't taken a bite of every one because that would just kill me. It put me in a coma. The Slider Bar. Did I tell you about the chicken sandwich? I didn't tell you about the chicken sandwich, did I? At Slider Bar, he's doing a creme brulee donut with a fried chicken thigh, bacon, egg, and cheese. And if that doesn't blow your mind, the creme brulee donut, when they serve it, this is the plan for the Burger Bash beginning August 18th, they're going to torch it right in front of you so that when you take your bite, you got the little creme brulee sizzle going on top. Yeah. Yeah. I had it for breakfast.
That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. And then he's doing another, and these are sliders, so they're not big burgers. These are sliders. He's doing another one that is... two patties, cheese, a boiled peanut paste, and then a Carolina Reaper pepper peach jam. And it's not overly hot, but the sweetness of the boiled peanuts and the peach hits you first, and then the Carolina Reaper pepper gives you a little, it's not hot, it's spicy, but I wouldn't call it, oh, my eyes are bleeding hot. No, it's not. It's peach pepper, and I would never order that. I would never order that. Not my go-to flavor profiles with burgers. But if those flavors do trip your trigger, you need to try that slider at Slider Bar in Old Town Bluffton. Would you eat something like that?
Yeah, I mean boiled peanut. Sign me up on that.
Boiled peanut on a burger. Not,
you know, sweet is not normally my go-to profile for something, but I would order that just to see what it was all about.
Well, maybe we'll go because those two alone. I wouldn't have boiled peanut. Listen, I'm from Miami, which is not in the South. We don't do boiled peanuts. My wife makes them. They stink up the house for days, and she'll sit there watching football eating boiled peanuts, and I'm like, that is just so gross. Do you eat them?
Of course.
They taste
like dirt. I just recently cooked off 10 pounds boiled peanuts for friends that just wanted them, wanted me to do that for them.
Each their own. I eat stuff.
Well, you're weird. We can't do anything about you being weird, not liking boiled peanuts.
I ain't weird. I just ain't from around here, woman. I'm eating no boiled peanuts.
Woman?
Y'all eat, it tastes like dirt. Tastes like dirt. I don't eat boiled peanuts.
You have to boil peanuts from green peanuts, raw peanuts, right out of the ground.
Yes.
And green peanuts are delicious. Just totally raw, they're delicious.
Whatever. I do not subscribe. No. I can't go for that. I tried over the years. Oh, these are, she'll have some. Oh, these are really good, and I'll try it. It's like, they all taste the same to me. Nasty. Anyway, y'all carry on with your southernness. What else I got? What else are we talking about? Nope, the Burger Bash. That's it.
Burger Bash. Burger Bash.
Burger Bash.
We had a Burger Bash last night at Beth's house.
Very nice.
Yeah.
August 18th through the 28th. You can see the full list of participants right now at eatitburgerbash.com. Traffic has been through the roof the first week that website has been live. So we've got burgers from here in Savannah, Hilton Head, Bluffton, and all the way up to Beaufort, South Kakalaki. And only one with boiled peanuts, thankfully. But it is good. Blended like that, it's like a hummus. It's a paste. That was good for the burger because Yeah. What? One last question before we get out of here. What are your go-to toppings if you're getting fancy with a burger beyond? Don't tell me just cheese, because I'll.
We discussed that I love mushroom and Swiss.
That's
right. From back in the 80s, I love mushroom Swiss. I like a bacon and blue with bacon and blue cheese. Mm-hmm. I like Duke's mayonnaise, tomatoes, fresh tomatoes.
That with such resignation, Duke's mayonnaise. Yes, I'm from.
There is only one mayonnaise.
I understand. To y'all.
Yeah. I do like sprouts. Homegrown sprouts.
On your burger?
A lot of them. Just a big, thick layer of it.
I've never had that. I don't think I will anytime soon either. So
grow sprouts in my kitchen in a jar on a weekly basis.
Shout out to Sprout Mama.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim. Kim and crew.
Hi, Kim.
All right. Burger Bash, the 18th through the 28th. Tell us where we can find you if we want to shack up in a lovely condo at Palmetto Dunes.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jatan team at EXP Realty, and you can view listings for sale at margaretcrenshaw.com.
There you go. Thank you, Margaret Crenshaw. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
I don't know. I'll be out your way.
Don't go eating Firemo's pizza without me ever again.
Ever again.
Ever.
Ever again. Ever again. Firemo's Pizza will be a locals only tap room on Wednesdays. Otherwise, they are at Broad Creek Marina. I think I'm going to go sneak up on Marshside Mama's at some point. Do I need to call you and invite you to that too?
Well, yeah, because you're going to need somebody to drive you over there.
Oh,
and I have
really?
Access to both.
I can't get there without you. Is that how that
you
works?
You can't. That's literally, you cannot.
Hashtag fancy. Have a lovely day. We will see y'all next time here on Mondays and Mackie.